Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Supreme Court has just delivered a landmark judgment that recognizes the invaluable contributions of homemakers in our society, giving them the respect and compensation they deserve. The court held that the loss of a homemaker's domestic care is a distinct, additional head of damages under the Motor Vehicles Act. This means that the compensation for a homemaker's loss of domestic services will no longer be ignored, and the family will receive fair compensation for the critical role they play in caring for their loved ones. The court has fixed a minimum notional value of 30,000 rupees a month for this loss, a significant acknowledgement of the unpaid care economy. But why does this matter? The unpaid care economy, comprising primarily homemakers, is a vital sector that underpins the well-being of families and communities. By recognizing the value of their contributions, the court has sent a strong message about the importance of caregiving and the need for society to support and compensate those who provide this essential service. Now, let us turn to the international arena, where India has pledged $2.5 million for Palestine via UNRWA, reaffirming its support for a negotiated two-state solution and a Gaza ceasefire. This contribution is part of India's commitment to the Palestinian people, who are facing significant challenges in their quest for peace and self-determination. What makes this significant is that India's support for Palestine is a key aspect of its foreign policy, reflecting its commitment to promoting peace and stability in the Middle East. By reaffirming its support for a two-state solution, India is sending a clear signal about its priorities in the region. Crucially, the UNHCR has reported a decline in global forced displacement for the first time in a decade, with an estimated 117.8 million people displaced worldwide. While this is a positive trend, it is essential to note that many of these returns are under adverse conditions, and the underlying drivers of displacement remain. Now, let us look at the implications of this decline in forced displacement. It is worth pausing here to note that India is not a signatory to the 1951 Refugee Convention but hosts refugees on humanitarian grounds. This position reflects India's commitment to providing a safe haven for those fleeing conflict and persecution, even as it navigates the complexities of international refugee law. Moving on to the BRICS agriculture meeting in Indore, where member countries are focusing on food security and climate-resilient farming. India's chairship of the BRICS grouping has enabled it to take the lead in promoting cooperation on agricultural issues, including the use of cutting-edge technologies to enhance productivity and sustainability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine generates a thrust of 200 kN, and India's BRICS chairship is a key aspect of its engagement with the global community. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Supreme Court's judgment on homemakers' compensation is a significant development that highlights the importance of recognizing and valuing unpaid care work in our society. This is a critical issue in the context of India's demographic transition and the need to support caregivers and families. Now, let us turn to the scientific community, where India's space sector is making significant strides. InSpace has invited an expression of interest to transfer the LVM-3, also known as the Bahubali, to a private firm with ISRO support. This is a landmark move in India's space sector reforms, reflecting the government's commitment to promoting private participation in the sector. Building on this, the Giant Meterwave Radio Telescope, GMRT, at Khodad, near Pune, has discovered 5 new millisecond pulsars in the globular clusters M69 and M70. This is a significant achievement that underscores India's strength in radio astronomy and its ability to contribute to cutting-edge scientific research. Now, let us look at the implications of this discovery for India's scientific community. It is worth noting that the GMRT is a world-class facility that has made significant contributions to our understanding of the universe. Moving on to the environment, where an Oxford study has highlighted the heat risk exposure of 14 Indian cities, including Ahmedabad, Nagpur, and Madurai. This study underscores the need for legally backed heat action plans to mitigate the impact of heat stress on urban populations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The study found that Ahmedabad ranked second globally in heat risk exposure, and the city's residents are at significant risk of heat-related illnesses and deaths. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The heat risk exposure of Indian cities is a critical issue that highlights the need for effective governance and policy responses to mitigate the impact of climate change on urban populations. Moving on to the economy, where India has recorded a record high in remittances, with receipts exceeding $100 billion in FY26. This is a significant development that reflects the country's growing importance as a remittance recipient and the increasing economic integration of the global economy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's remittance receipts have exceeded $100 billion, and the country has become the world's top remittance recipient. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The record remittances highlight the importance of India's diaspora community and the need for effective policies to support their contributions to the economy. In governance, the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation has rolled out a QR code system to enable citizens to rate the hygiene of street food vendors. This is a citizen feedback governance innovation that reflects the city's commitment to promoting food safety and quality. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The QR code system is a key aspect of the city's efforts to promote food safety and quality. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The QR code system highlights the importance of citizen engagement and participation in governance, and the need for effective policies to support the growth of the informal sector. In sports, India has retained its number one position in the ICC Men's ODI rankings. This is a significant achievement that reflects the country's growing strength in international cricket. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's ODI team has been ranked number one in the world. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The ODI team's success highlights the importance of sports in Indian society and the need for effective policies to support the growth of the sports sector. In this day's current affairs, we have seen significant developments in the areas of law, international relations, science, technology, environment, economy, governance, and sports. These events reflect the complexity and diversity of the global landscape and highlight the need for effective governance and policy responses to address the challenges of the 21st century. The unpaid care economy, India's space sector, and the heat risk exposure of Indian cities are all critical issues that require careful consideration and effective policy responses. As students preparing for the UPSC, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and to think critically about their implications for India's future.